What? Oops. Wait. Okay, hang on a second here. We got the right instruments, but the wrong record. Just a sec. Let me fix this. Man, let's get rid of that thing. Okay, let me make a change here. Just a sec here. Just a sec. Okay, that's much better. All right, now then, what you're listening to here is the CD that goes along with the book, a source book of Little Walter, Big Walter lyrics for blues harmonica, and this is Tom Ball speaking at you, that's right. And what you're hearing in the background now is a 78 from 1927 by the Memphis Jug Band. Actually, the reason you're hearing this is because a lot of discographies claim that's Walter Horton, age 9 or 10, playing harp. Tell you the truth, I think it's actually Will Shade on harp, but we'll get into that controversy a little later. And as a bonus, I'm going to include this whole song without my irritating voice over it as a bonus track on the CD. And there's several other bonus tracks as well. Anyhow, so this CD is made up of small groups of licks taken from the playing of both Walters. In order to make any sense out of it, you'll have to follow along with the written notation in the book. All of the licks are played in the same order as in the text, and all of them except for two, and you're warned well in advance, are played on a B-flat diatonic. The only exceptions are lick number 37 on a Koch chromatic and Sloppy Joe, which is played on an A-flat diatonic. Now, most of these licks are played in second position, which is cross harp, and that results in the key of F, but a couple of them, number 61 and 68, they're in first position, which is B-flat. So in order to play along with 99% of this CD, you'll need a 10-hole diatonic harp in B-flat. When they played diatonic, both Walters used the Hohner Marine bands, and that was the best harp available during their times. I tend to prefer Hohner Special 20s myself, but for the purposes of this book, any standard 10-hole diatonic will do the trick. You could use a Marine band, Lee Oscar, Golden Melody, Big River, Herring, Special 20, Blues Harp, Pocket Pal, any 10-hole diatonic. Okay, well, except in a couple of areas, I'm playing these licks acoustically, even though they were originally played electrically. The reason I'm doing that is I feel that they're easier to hear and to understand that way. There's a couple short sections, though, one for each Walter, where I'm playing electrically because those licks are, well, they kind of rely upon amplification to make them work. Some of these licks themselves can be relatively easy, but the timing involved with them might be tricky. Both Walters were masters at unusual phrasing, so to illustrate phrasing, occasionally I'm playing some guitar here to give the lick a timing structure. So any supporting guitar that you hear will always be isolated on the left channel. You could use your balance knob and isolate whichever instrument you choose that way, okay? So, are you ready? Oh, wait, one more thing.
Always ask for Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer you're proud to pour.
Finest beer served anywhere since 1844.
Yeah, that's much better. Okay, here we go.
Horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger.
Well, all right, now we're going to